الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, there are many blessings of reciting Durood e Pak from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that the one who forgets to recite Durood e Pak upon me forgets the road to Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We're in this beautiful and blessed month of Milad e Pak. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We're today going to talk about the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. What a beautiful topic it is. Abdullah Huzani radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that I met the muezzin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Bilal Bakama radiallahu ta'ala in Halab in Syria, and I asked him about the expenses of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how the financial affairs were dealt with. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that I was in charge of these and I assisted Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with this till the very end. And whenever a Muslim needed anything, clothing or anything else, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered me to go and borrow money or to buy the clothes and present it to the Muslim. And I did this. One day, a non-Muslim said to me, "Oh Bilal, you borrow money to help the needy. Next time you need some money, come and borrow it from me." Hazrat Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu says that next time the situation arose, I took money from him and I helped the poor. But then, one day, I was making wudu and getting ready to call the azan when this non-Muslim approached me with a load of traders. He started to rebuke me and say, "You've only got a few days left and if you do not repay my debt, I'm going to make you my slave and I'm going to make you herd my goats." Listening to this, I became very worried. After offering Isha Salah, I presented myself in the court of the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Taking permission, I humbly entered and said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my parents be sacrificed for you. This non-believer who we borrowed money from is now threatening to make me his slave. Neither of us have anything to repay him with. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do we do?" So I have decided I'm going to leave this town and go and stay somewhere else until we have enough money to repay him. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu left, and when morning time came, he was preparing to leave when a person came running to him and said, "Oh Bilal, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is calling you." When I reached the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I saw outside that there were four camels fully loaded with lots of items. I asked permission and entered the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the greatest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Congratulations, Allah azza wa jal has provided the means to repay your debt." Subhanallah, subhanallah. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asked me, "Bilal, did you not see the four camels when you came in?" I said humbly, I replied, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I did." And Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The ruler of Fadak has sent these camels. They are full of grains and clothes. Take some of that and repay the debt. And then take the rest and go and distribute it amongst the poor." Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu says that I went out, I repaid the debt, and then I started to distribute the wealth. That evening, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked me whether I had distributed everything. And I said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I haven't. I haven't managed to distribute all of it." That night, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed in the mosque. The next day, I then went back out and started to distribute. And the next night, the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, "Has it all been distributed?" I humbly said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Almighty has relieved you, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, it has all been distributed." The best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then proclaimed the glory of Allah, saying, Allahu Akbar, thank Allah Azza wa Jal. And then said that it distresses me because I did not want a death to arrive while I was in possession of those items, and I did not want to go to my home without having distributed them. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the great, amazing generosity of beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was beyond imagination. Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would go out of their way to give possessions away. They would look after everybody, and especially the poor, and especially the needy, subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was amazing. Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam blessed everybody around them. Hazrat Abu Zar Ghaffari radiallahu anhu has stated that once while I was in the company of the best of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, if this mountain of Uhud Sharif became gold for me, I would not like that even a single dinar of it remains for me for more than 3 days, except that dinar which I will keep for repaying my debts. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. There was another beautiful incident, and it's a hadith in Mubarakah in Sahih Bukhari Sharif, where Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was praying Asr Salah. Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam finishes Asr Salah and quickly gets up and goes back into their blessed home, and then emerges and says, I said to the Sahaba Ikram, oh my Sahaba, the reason I went was because I remembered that there were some pieces of gold in my house, and I disliked that they would remain in my house while night approaches, so I have ordered for them to be distributed. Subhanallah, the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew no bounds. Relating a very great virtue, a very great matter in relation to the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu stated, Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was the most generous amongst the people. He sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was always generous, but when it came to the month of Ramadan, Allah, 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 Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam loved to give things away, loved to help people. And Jibreel Amin alayhi wa sallam would arrive every night in Ramadan, and they would both recite the Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's mercy during this month was more than the strong winds. It was amazing. Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's court was such that whoever came to that blessed court walked away with whatever they needed. Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu says that the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never said la, never said no to anybody. And it was because of this beautiful hadith in Mubarakah that Ala Hazrat Imam Ali Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman says, Vaha kya jood o karam hai shahe batha tera, nahi sunta hi nahi mangne wala tera. Dare chalte hain ata ke wo hai katra tera, tare khilte hain saha ke wo hai zarra tera. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at the love that Allah has had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Waah ki ajood o karam hai shahe bataha tera. Ki ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look at your generosity. It knows no bounds. Nahi sunta hi nahi mangne wala tera. Whoever comes to your court, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever he asks for, he gets. And then, although there are rivers flowing of generosity in your court, it is just a mere drop in the ocean of the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And although you are lightening up the life of so many people, and with the nur, subhanallah, it is as if it is a little star in the ocean of the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we have the honor of being blessed with the most generous of all prophets sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's generosity was amazing. Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love for us was unbelievable. Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's care and affection to us, the Quran testifies to. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, another beautiful waqia. Once 70,000 dirhams were brought in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laid those 70,000 dirhams on a mat and started to give them away. Nobody returned empty-handed from the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, we are blessed to have such a beautiful Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose generosity knows no bounds. Today we ask for anything by the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah azza wa jal grants us whatever we need. Subhanallah, the Sahaba ikram, if we look at their lives, they evolved around the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so generous and the manners were so amazing, my dear Islamic brothers, that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would buy something and then give it back as a gift to the same person. Subhanallah. And Hazrat Jabir bin Abdullah says that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once bought a camel and later he gave it back to me, subhanallah. So having bought it, paid a price for it, returned it to the owner, subhanallah. I don't think in the history of the world, you would find an example of such generosity. And then, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in another narration in Bukhari Sharif, buys a baby camel from Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq, and gifts it to Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar, his son, r.a. Look at the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How kind and generous was our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to such an extent to please others that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give them, buy things off them and give them back to them as gifts, subhanallah. And this just increased the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we all have. Subhanallah, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever shakes hands with another, it continues to remove hatred and exchange gifts as it will lead to an increase in your love for each other. And Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being the best example and being the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, led by the beautiful example of giving gifts. Subhanallah. Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullah alayhi has stated that both of these acts are effective ways of increasing brotherly love. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, shake hands with your Muslim brother. And when at this time of shaking hands, make sure that you have the intention that he is safe in my hands, his property, his belongings and everything are under my protection. And at the same time, give gifts to each other. It increases your love. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, it increases Islamic brotherhood. Subhanallah, exchanging gifts purchased by halal means always leads to barakat. And let's also remember, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, that some people have this half-baked concept that even if I earn my rizq through haram, so long as I can give some of it to charity, it will make it right. No. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the person who earns haram wealth and gives it away in charity, it will not be accepted from him. Whatever he spends will be devoid of blessings, and that which he leaves behind in this world will become a means of leading him to hell. Allah, Allah, Allah. So this concept of taking haram things and presenting them in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, common sense doesn't accept that as well. Allah Azza wa Jal is pure and only accepts pure. And therefore we should work hard to put in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that which is pure and then hope to gain benefit. It is better that you spend a few pounds in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, which are from your halal money, rather than spend thousands of pounds from haram. The few pounds will benefit you more in this world, in your grave, and in the hereafter. In the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal says, Surah Baqarah, verse 274, translation from Kanzul Iman, those who spend their wealth by night and day, secretly and openly, their reward is with their Lord, and there shall be no fear upon them, nor shall they grieve. Subhanallah. And in another amazing ayah mubarakah, Surah Baqarah Sharif again, verse 261, Allah Azza wa Jal says, the example of those who spend their wealth in Allah's way is similar to that of a grain, which has sprouted 7 stalks, and in each stalk are 100 grains, and Allah may increase it still more than this, for whoever He wills, and Allah Azza wa Jal is most capable, all-knowing. Subhanallah, subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, today we look for worldly investments. We think, where can we make a quick buck? Where can we get a good return from? And look, the creator of the heavens and the earth is promising not one-fold, not doubling it, not tripling it, not even tenfold, 700 times. And then it goes even further than that. The Quran says, may Allah increase it more than this for whomever He wills. Subhanallah. This is why, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, we should take this Mubarak and this blessed month of Milad-e-Pak and we should increase what we spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah, we should make sure, first of all, that we pay our obligatory dues. So zakat, fitrah, etc. we should do. Then we spend on the right things for our family and our children. Then Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we donate to the madni activities of Dawat-e-Islami, Alhamdulillah, to help this, to spread the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to propagate the peaceful message of the Quran and Sunnah. Then we should help our relatives. We should help to build medical centers. We should have good intentions for spending in Sunnah-inspired ijtimaas, in Naat Khani, in Quran Khani. We should look at the people who are needy and we should help them. We should look at the masajid. We should look at the lead teaching and learning, Jamiatul Madina, Madrasatul Madina. We should help all of these. We should look at the Maktabatul Madina and the books that we can distribute. Buy the books and distribute them amongst people so they can read them. Help the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maybe some of you are wealthy enough to say there are Jamia students who are learning on five, six-year courses. I will sponsor one of them so that that Alim-e-Deen will serve the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I will get some reward for that. That Hafiz-e-Quran, when he recites the Quran in Taraweeh, I might be in my grave, but I will gain the benefit of that because I have supported him in this world through my halal sustenance. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. There are many, many things we can do. There are many poor Islamic brothers who want to travel in the Madni Kafilas of Dawat-e-Islami, who want to learn the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they can't afford to. They can't afford to. Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami's Madni environment encourages those who are well off to help sponsor these individuals so that they can travel in the Madni Kafilas or on courses and learn the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All these opportunities around us. Spend in this month of Milad, decorate your houses, feed your families, give in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, give to the Madni Mahal of Dawat-e-Islami so that Dawat-e-Islami can go out and preach the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, help the jamias, help the madrasas, help the maktabas, help your local masajid, help the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with your wealth, with your time, with your energy, with your life, so that you can make an investment, the rewards of which you can reap in your grave and in the hereafter, subhanallah. The more we listen to the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more we should have this jazbah, this enthusiasm, this eagerness to spend in the way of Allah azza wa jal. You know, in the Battle of Hunain, the most distinctive prophet, the beautiful prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, generosity was such that even the great scholars of deen say that we cannot imagine it. It was so amazing. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam granted many Bedouins who were living in little villages who were poor, 100 camels each. And one particular person, Safwan bin Umayyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, I asked for some goats which are spread over a huge jungle. And the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam gave me all of them. I swear, I saw the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and it was so amazing. He says he went back to his people and said, oh my people, all of you embrace Islam. I swear by Allah, the noblest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows such generosity after which there can remain no fear of poverty. Subhanallah, nahi sunta hi nahi mangane wala tera. Subhanallah. Can you imagine? Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam giving so much away. And he says, Sayyid bin Musayyib radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Sayyidina Safwan bin Umayyah radiallahu ta'ala has said that on the day of the Battle of Hunain, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started to grant me wealth. And at that moment, he was the most hateful person in my eyes. But as he continued to grant me wealth, he became the most beloved in my eyes. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What beautiful couplets written, Malik e kaunain hain, gopash kuch rakhte nahi, do jahan ki naimatein hain, unke khali haath mein. Subhanallah. Islamic scholars have written, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, that on that day, the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most generous, on that day, probably gave away more wealth than most of the worldly kings give away in their whole life. Subhanallah. Can you imagine the generosity of Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That the kings spend their lives helping the people. The kings spend their lives giving to their people, their country serving them. And yet the scholars say that on that day, the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most generous prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, probably gave more just in that one day than most kings do in a lifetime. Subhanallah, how lucky are we to be celebrating the Milad of such a beautiful Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, it doesn't end there. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam distributes everything, and then a Bedouin comes. And he takes hold of the shawl of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and pulls it. And he pulls it to the extent that it leaves a mark on the neck of Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even then, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't rebuke him. Doesn't rebuke him and say, how dare you do that? I've distributed all this. No, the best of creation still turns to him with mercy and to help him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. The world has never seen such generosity that we see in the Hadith Mubarakah in relation to the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Sa'al bin Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala said that a woman bought a shawl in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was a beautifully woven shawl that she'd handmade for the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted this gift, and one day Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with this shawl wrapped on. One of the blessed companions saw this shawl and said to the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, knowing that Sarkar mein la nahi hai, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never says no. Knowing this, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can you give this to me? Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, of course, yes. After some time, the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left the majlis, changed the clothes, gave him this shawl. Afterwards, the other companions said, that is not right what you did. How can you ask the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needed that shawl, and you asked for it, you know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't say no to anybody, so you shouldn't have asked for it. And you know the sahabi, the beautiful companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he said, by Allah, I did it because the day I die, I want to use that shawl as my shroud. And indeed the sahabis testify, they say that when he died, that shawl became his shroud. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Even then, the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is providing for people things that they are going to keep in this world and the hereafter. Subhanallah, Allah, Allah, Allah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was amazing. Can you imagine that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the power over the world? Allah Azza wa Jalla had granted them amazing treasures, everything. And Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued to distribute this, not only whilst Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was amongst the beautiful Sahaba ikram, but even beyond them, when Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put a veil between themselves and this world. Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jalla said that the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jalla are alive, and the lives of the prophets in their graves are spiritual, physical, and worldly, so that they are fully alive in their graves, not just in the spiritual sense, but in the physical sense as well. Because sometimes the thought crosses our mind that now that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has put a veil between us and themselves, and Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in their Roza Mubarak, does Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam still continue to grant? And the scholars say a very beautiful thing, that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the jaan, is the life of this world. And if the life was to go away, the world would die. So the life is still there for the world to continue to function, subhanallah. And Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Rahmat, the intercessor of the Ummat, has said, the soil has been prohibited by Allah Azza wa Jal from consuming the bodies of the Prophets alayhi wasalam. The Prophets of Allah remain alive after their apparent death, and they are provided rizq, sustenance in their graves. Subhanallah. And it is also proven by a beautiful hadith mubarakah in Musnad bin Abi Yala that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the Anbiya ikram in their graves perform salah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, there are many, many narrations where Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after their apparent leaving of this world or putting a veil between themselves and this world, that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa continued to grant people everything they needed. Even today, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, when we go to Medina, we stand there and we ask Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal for the sake of His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to grant us things, and we know that when we walk away from there, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin, we are granted. Let me narrate to you a few beautiful waqiyat. In a beautiful waqiyat, in a beautiful narration, a wali of Allah Azza wa Jal says that Sayyidina Shaykh Ahmad bin Nafis rahmatullahi alayhi said that during my stay in Medina Munawwara, I became extremely hungry. Presenting myself at the Roza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am hungry. I fell asleep. I was woken by somebody who woke me up and took me with him and said, he served me with dates and butter and bread and said, eat until you're satisfied. And whenever you need this, come to me. I am a Sayyid and I will look after you and I will feed you in the future as well. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidina Ahmad bin Muhammad Sufi rahmatullah alayhi says that I was wandering in the jungles for 3 months. My skin became weak and thin and I became very frail. Eventually, I reached Madinah al-Munawwara. I presented my salams in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was so tired that I fell asleep. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, that sleep was the best because I had the privilege of seeing a vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ahmad, you have arrived. Look what has become of you. I said, humbly, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am hungry and I am your guest. The best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, while I was in my sleep, open your hand. I opened my hand and there were some dirhams. I then woke up. When I woke up, the dirhams were still there. I took them. I bought bread and faluda, which is a sweet dish. And I ate it, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. So what Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gifted in the dream remained in the hand afterwards. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And my dear Islamic brothers, there are many, many incidents like this where Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has granted the wishes of many of those who not only attend at the Roza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but anybody, anywhere who humbly asks in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for the sake of his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and who asks Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for anything, always get it. Why? Because the dar of Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in fact the dar of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is where Allah Hazrat says, ke yehi dar hai. This is the door of Allah Azza wa Jal, at the door court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, we have the honor of being from the ummah of the most generous Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this trait of generosity, my dear Islamic brothers, is so amazing. The best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, generosity is one of the trees of Jannah. Its branches are hanging towards the earth. So the person holding even a single branch of it will be made to enter Jannah by Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Today, unfortunately, we have forgotten to be generous. In the beautiful month of Milad-e-Pak, we need to revive that. In the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we need to be generous to other people. We need to give to our brothers. We need to help others. We need to be good-mannered towards others. Generosity can take the form of a smile as well, subhanallah. We need to make sure that we change our ways. And whoever needs help, whoever we can help, whatever istitaat, whatever whatever means we have, we should try and help that person. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, forgive the mistakes of a generous person, because whenever he commits a mistake, Allah Azza wa Jal holds his hand. It means that Allah Azza wa Jal helps and supports him, and that he grants him freedom from falling into destruction. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, a generous person is very privileged. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jannah is the home of the generous people. Subhanallah. Today, what we should do, my dear Islamic brothers, is change our ways. We are the proud ummatis of the most generous Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So those around us in this beautiful month of Milad should know, when they recognize we're giving gifts and we're helping people and we're being generous, that this is an ashik of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a devotee of the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is somebody who loves his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's generosity knew no bounds. And this ummati, this servant, this devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going out of his way to be generous to the people. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us all the tawfiq to be generous and help others. And may Allah Azza wa Jal give us all the ability to act upon the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beautiful couplet of Ala Hazrat, Waah kya jood o karam hai shahe batha tera, nahi sunta hi nahi maangne wala tera. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ميلاد بجلاد، ميلاد بجلاد، ميلاد of the prophet بجلاد، ميلاد of the prophet بجلاد.